Jemele Hill claims white people protesting election results are trying to get a racist president elected. By Warner Todd Houston on November 5, 2020. On Thursday, former ESPN talker Jemele Hill claimed that white people protesting election fraud are merely trying to put a racist in the White House. "It says so much about America," she tweeted on November 5, "that black people protest because of a lack of justice, dignity and respect, and white people are protesting because they can't get a racist president in office." Hill has been tearing up her Twitter account during these contentious days after Election Day. On Wednesday, she warned Democrats not to reach out to Republicans, even though this close election proves that the left does not have the votes to rule over politics. "Even on Election Day, before the nation knew just how contentious the election was going to be, Hill was attacking white people, accusing them of being racists for voting for Donald Trump. It is not precisely clear how the leftist Hill and her media cohorts, who always call Trump a racist and a white nationalist, have missed that the president increased his share of minority voters across the board. The numbers already show that Trump earned more non-white votes than any Republican since 1960, according to Yahoo News. Yahoo cites an Edison exit poll that found that 18% of black men voted for Trump this year compared to 16% in 2016. His share of the black women voters also rose, going from 4% in 2016 to 8% this year. Trump even doubled his share of gay voters and Hispanic voters. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.